the roller coaster of history creates a very special civilization. The tradition fights for survival in a new era. The Silk Road is a living history. Along its length of 10,000 kilometers, some chase the fashions of the moment. Others seek a return to their roots. The Silk Road changes through the ages, but the human spirit that drives it forward remains the same. This is the story of the new Silk Road and the brand new tales which travel along it. If one great city is synonymous with the Silk Road, it must be Xi'an. 1,300 years ago, Xi'an was the capital city of the largest empire in the world, ruled over by the great Tang Dynasty. 8th century Xi'an was part of an era when China was at its most confident and outgoing in its dealings with the West. The city aspires to recapture this in the wake of the nation's breakneck modernization. Afu is a Turkish student in the School of Journalism at Xi'an's Northwest University. He's looking for people to act in his first film project. The script is based on his favorite subject, one of the legends of the Silk Road. The auditionees are all his classmates. Everything seems to be going well, although only Afu knows that no financing has yet been secured. Afu is majoring in advertising. As the only foreign student in the school, he attracts a lot of attention. For his Chinese classmates, Turkey sounds distant. But they have taken to him and given him a Chinese name, Afu. Afu wants to make a wuxia movie, a classic Chinese genre of chivalric epic. Watching Chinese films over and over again has helped him make rapid progress in his spoken Chinese.
Everyone wants to live in peace. Everyone wants to live in peace. 啊啊，你怎么称呼？我不知道你。
阿福，
阿福啊，
就我姓傅的傅，就是姓傅国的傅呀。
不是，这是
阿福 finds writing Chinese characters and calligraphy in particular a big challenge, but it also offers unique insights into Chinese culture.
好，这送给你了。
在中国的最困难的，对我来说就是学汉字。
In the farthest part of West Asia, Turkey has a very different culture, but its traces can be found all along the Silk Road. Oh. 1800 kilometers west of Xi'an lies Dunhuang,an oasis on the edge of the desert. Dunhuang is famous worldwide for its extraordinary Buddhist art. Gao Shan, a painter, came here after he graduated and has been copying the murals here for 30 years. He is particularly familiar with the murals in the Morgao Grottos,where he has spent countless days and nights working. With his own studio, Gao Shan has been able to make a living from his passion. He has learned much from the ancient murals and aims to integrate his own sensibilities with traditional techniques.Xinjiang is at the heart of the Silk Road. It's a vast region as large as Western Europe, making up 1/6 of China's land area. Xinjiang boasts a unique geography. The towering Tian Shan Mountains run east to west across it, separating the Dzungarian Basin in the north from the Tarim Basin in the south.1,700 kilometers away from Dunhuang, Jiaosu sits deep in a valley in the western Tian Shan. The chilling winter winds from Siberia see the temperatures drop to minus 30 degrees Celsius, but the hardy populace are undeterred. Forty-year-old Zheng Yu comes from balmy Sichuan, and yet has settled here quite happily. He has been here for 6 years and set up a family. It's during winter, when the grassland is covered in snow, that Zheng takes his leave from the warmth of the family home for a very special reason.The reason is to hunt with his one-year-old golden eagle. It's Zheng's window into the local culture. In the winter, the Kazakhs traditionally go hunting with horses, hounds, and golden eagles. These days, the eagles are more prized as pets than providers, but the prowess of the falconer is still hugely respected in Kazakh society.
It's not a big deal. Come on. They are all the strongest of the strongest. They have a kind of a king, they have courage, they have speed, they have strength, they have beauty.应该是那一瞬间，或者那十几秒，是难以言传。
Zheng Yu is infatuated with this aspect of traditional nomadic culture. Embedded in nature and history, the lives of these hunters opens vistas of sublime beauty to those who dare submit themselves to the rigors. Xi'an's crowded night markets are among Ah Fu's favorite places. The night markets are Ah Fu's preferred classroom. His taste runs more easily to Chinese snacks than Chinese characters. An impromptu feast dispels any worries about his studies and film project. Xi'an, in many ways the ultimate Silk Road city, is still rich in memories of that glorious past. For hundreds of years, merchants from all over the Eurasian continent congregated here. Like those earlier adventurers, Ah Fu hopes to build his future in Xi'an. Tradition provides the resources on which we can build our futures. From China's central plains to the Mediterranean Sea, the Silk Road colors all along its way with a different brush. Tian Shui, the second city of Gansu province, is proud of its heritage. A cradle of Chinese civilization, Tian Shui is another strategic marker on the Silk Road. At 9 a.m., the staff at the Tian Shui Museum open up for the day. The most important item in the museum demands careful inspection. It's an exquisitely decorated sarcophagus. The bright colors and gold leaf celebrate the life of its owner, a Central Asian merchant from 1,500 years ago. In the mountains north of Tian Shui, Wang Fu Shun starts the day with tea. Mr. Wang has been living here since he was married. At 49, he's already a grandfather. Gu Dao Village sits at 1,400 meters up on the first mountain one meets heading west along the Silk Road out of Xi'an. Mr. Wang is a self-taught shadow puppeteer and enjoys somewhat of a reputation in the locality. He checks and repairs his cast before his next show. Once in the days before TV, shadow plays were the most popular entertainment in the area.
Ah, from 学了半壶，到现在调皮又有20年了。
The shadow players come from several villages. Each can earn 50 yuan for a show, but that's not Mr. Wang's motivation. After 2 decades, performing like this has become part of his life. Gudao village is suffering from isolation these days. The nearest market is 10 kilometers away. When the path of the Silk Road changes, lives and landscapes are changed alongside it. Mr. Wang's son is responsible for managing the day-to-day affairs of the village. It's a village now troubled by drought and poverty. The annual income per head is just 3,000 yuan. The only water supply is from the rainwater cisterns. A quarter of the villagers have left to seek work elsewhere. Mr. Wang, however, pins his hopes on the land. For him, that's where the village's future lies. With government funding assistance, the villagers are planting walnut trees. When they produce a crop in a few years' time, incomes should improve. Gudao village is not the only Silk Road settlement that's had to battle for its survival. At the world's farthest point from the sea, at 154 meters below sea level, lies Turpan. It's also in China's deepest depression. The climate is hot and dry, with summer highs of almost 50 degrees Celsius. It's the hottest region in China, and in July it's hotter than the Sahara. Although located on the same latitude as Rome and Istanbul, Turpan is a whole other world. The annual rainfall of less than 20 millimeters is licked away by hot desert winds. Few living things should survive here. However, one grand engineering project changed everything. At 9 a.m., Bahawu Dune Halleck and his colleagues are getting ready for work. At 70, Baha Wu Dun holds in his hands the key to Turpan's oasis vitality. They work nonstop all summer until winter returns. Following the route of the Trans-China Highway, they arrive at today's work site. Against the background of passing trucks on the modern Silk Road, Baha Wu Dun's crew labor as men have done for millennia. Their task in hand is carried out 60 meters underground. The job is not for the faint-hearted. Safety rests on a single steel hawser. Baha Wudun's men are clearing the Canats, a 5,000-kilometer network of underground canals and wells, known here as Karez. If water is the lifeblood of Turpan, the Karez are its veins and arteries. Turpan has more Karez wells than anywhere else in China, 1,158 in total. A poorly maintained Karez system suffers from obstructions, like a patient with cardiovascular disease. Baha Wudun takes the role of the surgeon. Thanks to the well system, Turpan became the flourishing oasis heart of a great civilization. It was the most important stopover on the ancient Silk Road as it skirts the vicious deserts of the Tarim Basin. The sweetness of its fruit is famed far and wide. With accelerating urbanization, Turpan's population has grown tenfold to 600,000. Conflict between traditional and modern civilizations is beginning to emerge. Oases are islands of life in an arid and inhospitable land. The Silk Road was born from the connection of these oases. Where the land is fertile, it seems some lifestyles never change. In the oasis of Hor Tan, the 12-year-old Mem Mei Tig will spend a busy vacation. By the river sits a water mill, as it has for 60 years. The water drives 12 millstones, capable of producing 500 kilograms of flour each day. In summer, the farmers work flat out. Mem Mei Tig will run the water mill for his father. Compared to electrical milling machines, the low-cost water mill is still very competitive. Mem Mei Tig dreams of having a model plane. When the summer's work is done, he'll be able to realize his dream. Before that, he must work, as men did long before planes were even dreamt of. Back at the Karez in Turpan, Baha Wudun decides it's time to get his hands dirty himself. He descends into the well. Clearing the blocked canals is Baha Wudun's specialty. With 40 years of experience, he is by far the most expert in his village. The walls of the well can collapse any time. Danger is everywhere. Life and death decisions rest on his decades of experience. Baha Wudun knows the risks firsthand. 30 years ago, he fell 15 meters in a well. His hip is still fixed by a metal pin. For an 8-hour workday, he gets paid 150 yuan, about 25 US dollars. The Karez system goes back over 2,000 years. devised first in ancient Persia, the technology and often the nomenclature spread east and west along the Silk Road. Although people have gotten used to tap water today, things aren't the same without the cool well water running through the village on hot summer days. Without the wells, the oases would lose their souls. In Xinjiang's Awat County, it's cotton picking time. Like the grapes of Turpan, cotton is a product and technology that travel down the Silk Road. Originally from India, cotton is spread everywhere. In Awat, over 1,000 years of cultivation has led to a unique type of long staple cotton. The Silk Road oases are like stepping stones for the transmission of different species. But the Silk Road's contribution to the modern world is as much spiritual as material. Faith and devotion also surmounted the endless desert. The Murgao Grottoes, perhaps the most precious cultural site on the Silk Road, are world famous for their exquisite murals and sculptures. They include 618 caves, 2,415 sculptures, and 45,000 square meters of murals. That's like 5.5 football fields of painted piety. It's hard to imagine how the ancient craftsmen completed their incredible project. Having lived here for decades, Gao Shan is lost for words when it comes to describing his feelings toward the caves. He can only express himself through his paintings.
艺术创作的根呢, 还是在敦煌。
His wife and daughter live in the provincial capital, 1,000 kilometers away. The family are only together for 6 months of the year.
我真喜欢敦煌这个小地方，它住着非常安逸。回到大城市那种吵闹、那种节奏，我都不太适应。敦煌的好多人，你看着外表很粗野，但人还是挺善良。可能这个地方，自古有摸包哭的原因吧。
Gao says he'll need a lifetime to express the infinite rhythms and beauty of Dunhuang.
我离开敦煌，可能画画就没感觉。He
can't imagine leaving. This is where his most cherished memories were formed. 金票。In Xi'an, Afu is working on a Turkish magazine to introduce Chinese culture to his countrymen. His classmates were keen to help.
一开始的时候我都知道这些困难，因为是帮你个杂志，帮你讲是没那么简单。因为是我来的时候中国，什么都不知道，然后后来慢慢了解。 中国人的生活的，中国人的习惯的，中国人的文化历史，慢慢就是学会了以后，我就知道了，中国其实对我们没那么远。文化交流就是多沟通，沟通的才可以，就是会交流。Today,
Afu has learned how to do things the Chinese way. One of the last stops of the Silk Road in Asia was the port of Izmir on Turkey's Aegean coast. The little town of Tyre, located in Izmir province, has a long tradition of handicrafts. Local legend claims that Tyre made the ropes used by the Ottoman fleet when it captured Constantinople in 1453. Nur ad-Din Benli is the town's best-known shoemaker. His is a family business founded by his grandfather a century ago. Nur ad-Din has a store in Tyre's oldest marketplace. His name is the most trusted brand among local people. Business is very good, but today he has to close up early to rush back to his mother's house. It's a red letter day. The whole family is gathering together to welcome a relative returning from afar. Afu comes back to his hometown from Xi'an every summer. He has a big family in Tyre. Afu grew up with his grandmother and later moved to Ankara with his parents to go to school. Nur ad-Din is his uncle. This stuffed pancake is called pied. It's a specialty of Izmir. Making it requires close cooperation. Neighbors will come to help. For the extended family, this is one of the happiest days of the year. A traditional lifestyle is very much alive in Tyre, with close neighborly relations and long-standing family businesses. Afu is the town's Marco Polo, venturing far to the east. To Chinese eyes, this would be a familiar scene. The evening finds a noisy crowd gathered in the center of the town. They are playing a game at Turks call Okai. It bears more than a passing resemblance to Mahjong. At the gaming table, everyone is eager to hear about Afu's adventures in China. The wheat awaits the harvest. The olives are ripening, and the peaches are ready for picking. This is the bucolic tranquility Afu grew up in. Here he can forget, for the time being anyway, any worries about his film and its lack of funding.
Vallahi kafam vardı ha.
Söyle sana 5 kilo yok ben kafam var diyorsun.
Kafam
nasıl
var.
Nasıl olsun seni?
Ya.
Ver. Vallahi rezil olurum o
In Gu Dao Village, it's the winter that's the busiest season for Mr. Wang. Before going out on tour with his shadow puppets, Mr. Wang sets in the winter supplies of food for the family. Bean and sweet potato noodles, made the old-fashioned way, by hand. The whole family gets involved. It's a heartwarming scene. Even those who have little share in the pursuit of happiness. For Mr. Wang, it's all about the diligence and perseverance which enable him to face all hardships. Nights in the mountain are very cold. Drinking hot tea beside a warm fire helps. It's a scene you might see anywhere across China's northwest. The show finally starts. The art is said to date back 2,000 years. It spread along the Silk Road to many different nations and regions. But shadow plays are no longer the only show in town. Wang Fu Shun doesn't know how long it can carry on. Tonight's tale is of a monk and his disciples fighting their way to India to seek the truth. It's the most famous of all Chinese Silk Road stories, The Journey to the West. In Tour Pan, visitors can see performances of Journey to the West every day of the year. The Monkey King, Sun Wukong, is a hero throughout Asia and beyond. Myth and reality collide here. The monk Xuanzang was a historical figure. At the foot of the mountains lie the ruins of the ancient Silk Road Kingdom of Gaocheng. At 2 million square meters, it's three times the size of the Forbidden City in Beijing. Temples, pagodas, and workshops are all still standing. The king of Gaocheng helped Xuanzang on his epic journey to the west. Fourteen years later, Xuanzang returned to China and began the work of translating the Buddhist sutras he had brought back from India, the truth he had sought. Its impact is still felt today. October is the harvest season in Aiwat, the land of China's long staple cotton. The happiest time of the year, and for many, the busiest time. Made in the traditional way, Ma Salé's wine is one of the unexpected pleasures and treasures of the Silk Road. Grape juice is boiled up and then stored in vats, which ferments for 40 days. When the bubbles start to burst on its surface, it's ready to be drunk. Festivities are also taking place at Tyre in Turkey. It's a coming-of-age ceremony. As is customary, family and friends gather together in celebration. Afu and his uncle are among the guests. Afu's gift stands out from the others, a 100 renminbi note. The Silk Road connects different cultures with rich traditions. These traditions, rooted in history, shape the present. All along the Silk Road, people continue to draw strength from these traditions in their pursuit of happiness. After a few days, Wang Fushun is back at home. Life is simple, peaceful, and happy. For Wang Fushun, life is full of new hope. In Xi'an, Afu continues to work toward his dream, teaching himself filmmaking and producing his Silk Road movie.
Because I'm from Tuai Qing, I think that I don't know about Chinese culture. So what I see is Chinese culture is the same thing. I'm
the first one. 油泼面。
凉凉凉。
凉面，你吃过吗？
也吃过了嘛，就 OK， 你不用管你那么多，就是你现在哪个创意哪些就 OK 了嘛，对不对？
阿富 knows what he has to do now. He concentrates his spare time on seeking financing for his project.
尤其是这张特别像。
对，我打算开一个就是文化传媒公司，我要两个国家中间做杂志，拍电影、电视剧。
He believes with care and commitment, everything is possible.
就是两个国家的文化旅游，从这边开始，慢慢要发展。
In the desert at Dun Huang, Gao Xian follows in ancient footsteps.This was once the toughest leg of the Silk Road.
前世好像是跟敦煌有缘，今世我住在这，也许来生我可能还在这。
Whether in the past or in the present, there was always hope at the end of the desert. 。The future may not be a smooth ride.But here is where no one hesitates to pursue their dreams. This is the true spirit of the Silk Road.
We are different, 脸的样子不同的，我们的样子不同的，可是就是我们都有选择。
New life emerges from the traditions of the Silk Road.New legends are in the making.